Broadcasting live from atop the Rocky Mountains, the crossroads of the West. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right. Happy to have you along, my fellow Americans. Sam Bushman and Kirk Crosby live on your radio. This is the broadcast for December 30th in the year of our Lord, 2015. This is hour 2 of 2. The goal remains the same: to protect life, liberty, and property, to promote God, family, and country in the traditions of our founders. The checks and balances put together by the founders, absolutely brilliant. That's what we need to restore the republic of the tradition of our founders. We need moral people that demand on jealously guarding their liberties, using the supreme law of the land, the Constitution, the blueprint for liberty as their guide. Welcome. Hope you're all doing fantastic. There's a former Marine, ladies and gentlemen. His name is Vincent Emmanuel. Quote, "I helped create ISIS." Iraq war veteran says U.S. policy caused blowback in the Middle East. So now, Kurt, what you have is Ron Paul's point, now echoed by a former Marine that says he took part in it. A man who basically did a couple of tours in Iraq. The CIA documented the blowback principle, so they know about it. Now this Marine knows about it, and he tells his story. Eric DeCastro is the author. Reuters News Service brings the details, Kurt. Wow.
Well, it's one of those stories now, Sam, and also times when they're going to release or highlight some of these things, but most people just really aren't paying attention.
No, you're right, no question.
Let me tell you why you can see this. You know, it's this time between Christmas and New Year's. People are on vacation, et cetera. You got the big host, the Rush Limbaughs, et cetera. They're all doing, substitutes, fill-ins, because they know, hey, people are just, they're not doing their normal thing. And so a story like this, you're going to have a hard time finding the 10% of the people that know about it, and especially know the real points or real truth about it. But it is good to see Reuters, which I'd kind of classify them in the a little bit mainstream and a lot of the new, simply because I think they're some of the old media that has taken to the new ways faster. You know what I mean?
Yes, for sure. You're right, Kurt. Now, here's the details that you ought to know. He tells this whole story. Do you have a story handy, Kurt?
No. All right. Did you send that to me? I wasn't
probably not
sure if I was supposed to find it.
I like you to type it into Google. Just type in Marine blowback ISIS, and you'll find it. Of course, you probably won't find the mainstream press with the details except for Reuters. Anyway, Here's the interesting thing. He said he helped create ISIS.
Yeah, it's Russia Today story here, too, I guess.
All right. Good for Russia Today, then.
Mm-hmm.
I got it from Reuters. So you got Reuters, you got Russia Today, you got some people, But yeah. Here's the deal. He said he helped create ISIS. He claimed that he knew it would lead to blowback in the Middle East. So he documents that principle. They know this, folks.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
Yeah.
All right, now. Then it gets worse. Now, he's speaking out about the atrocities and the criminal activity that he and his fellow soldiers engaged in during the Iraq War. What do you think about this, Kurt?
Well, it's as you pointed out, Ron Paul told us about this years ago, and the mayor or former mayor of New York, what was it, not Pataki, Giuliani, went after him like, you're some kind of a nut, whatever. And yet, Ron Paul schooled him and basically said, hey, look at what the CIA says, look at all these other places, and, it's just what happens. There's retaliation in war. And when you bomb people and blow them up and shoot at them and
hold
all
on.
That stuff.
And let me just stop you there. And you intentionally rape them and sexually harass them?
Yeah.
Okay, which is exactly what they did.
Stuff.
He goes on to explain how he'd force males to be involved sexually with males at the point of knives and guns. Okay, it goes on. He was speaking with Russia Today in Emmanuel, says that his enlightenment came on his second tour in Iraq and was the result of a simple question, Kurt. This is fascinating because you always say, let me just ask you a simple question. He does the same thing here. It's important to understand that. These questions are not like you got to have an IQ of 300 or something or be a rocket scientist. These are simple questions, people. He said, I saw my fellow Marines kill innocent people, torture innocent civilians, destroying property, mutilating dead bodies, running over dead corpses, laughing at and photographing people while doing so. For me, it was very simple. I sat there in Iraq and I asked myself, how would I behave? What would I think if I was in the shoes of the Iraqi people? So he basically tells how he pelted children with bottles of urine, Kurt. I vividly remember the Marines telling me about punching, slapping, kicking, elbowing, and abusing Iraqis. I remember the details of sexual torture, he wrote. It goes on and on and on.
Yeah, it says, while Marines held knives against their testicles, sometimes sodomizing them with batons.
I don't even know how to go there and talk about it, Kurt. It's so gross and so family unfriendly. All I can tell you is it's beyond imagination. Now, Emmanuel said that he began educating himself during his second tour by talking to families and friends. He worked with anti-war activists like Veterans for Peace and others, Iraq Veterans Against the War, Vietnam Veterans Against the War. And it helped to contextualize his anecdotal experience. He said, I knew, listen carefully, I knew what I was seeing was wrong. I knew that it was immoral. I knew that it was unjust. I also knew that it was illegal, said Emmanuel to Russia Today. And I knew that we would pay severe consequences in the form of the blowback as we are seeing in groups like ISIS, etc. He said that he had to come to terms with what he had participated in and that he viewed the war as a long history of aggression that wasn't just about Vietnam, Afghanistan, Korea. It's been more devastating than any nuclear war. He goes on. He says, I hope my article better inform people. A lot of what I write, a lot of what I think about is kind of therapy for me, is how he kind of finishes. He says, you know what? I got to come to grips with what I did. What I did was wrong. Now, I don't think he did near what others have done, but I think he admits to doing plenty. He says he was involved in criminal activity. Kurt, where's the mainstream press? If you look this up, how many people are really talking about it? Oh, it's you know, printed in Reuters. Russia Today's got it, but this to me is like rooftop stuff. It's time to get all hands on deck with the media to interview his colleagues and say, is this what you experienced? Is he lying? What happened? What's going on? I don't think he's lying, Kurt, because we've documented this multiple times through many veterans. I've got friends that have told me this is what it was like. So I think it's pretty easy to prove him right. Where's Donald Trump or where's Rand Paul to stand up right now and say, I've been preaching peace and a humble foreign policy, and this is exactly why. Where's Rand when you need him, Kurt? Is he talking about this?
This would be a great story for him.
If he is, I don't know about it, Kurt, and I'd love to help him, but I can't help him if I don't know. All right, it's a horrible story, ladies and gentlemen. But it does come clean on what we have done. We created ISIS. This is more proof. This is personal testimony firsthand proof. What do you do with that, Kurt? Do you shut him down and court-martial him? Do you take him behind the scenes and torture him?
Well, it just depends on who's going to support him, you know. There are some who would want him to be quiet, if you will.
What's that other guy that blew the whistle on everything? Really popular guy. What's that guy's name?
Overseas guy in Russia.
What's that guy's name?
I don't remember.
Oh, he had to take refuge in Russia, huh? All right, we'll talk about him and more. Liberty Roundtable, live.
When camping overnight, your tent is one of the most important items you'll have with you. That's why it's vital to have a quality tent that is easy to carry and will withstand the elements. Teton Sports offers top quality tents for any of your camping needs. The Outfitter XXL cot tent weighs only 4 pounds, but provides plenty of space for a comfortable night's sleep. Teton Sports also has a 6-man tent, which weighs only 14 pounds for camping overnight with friends and family. Each tent is easy to assemble and is easily transportable, and each is made with 1200mm coated polyester, providing strong and durable protection from weather and cold. Teton Sports also offers sleeping bags, backpacks, duffels, and more to ensure a quality outdoor experience. Wherever your outdoor adventures take you, you will be safe and comfortable in a quality tent from Teton Sports. Look for Teton Sports products at Amazon.com, Sportsman's Warehouse, Dick's Sporting Goods, Wholesale Sports, or visit TetonSports.com.
Has your dancing and romancing done gone away? Are you moaning and a-groaning from the stresses of the day? Are you reeling and appealing because a headache's on the way? Well, relax for just a moment. Stress relief is on the way. Of what am I speaking, you ask? The essential oils of long historic use, the wisdom of the ages, the health care of the ancients, frankincense, myrrh, hyssop, and hundreds of others too numerous to mention. What could be more appealing? Do you know that Young Living Essential Oils is an element of life that makes them extremely effective in body rejuvenation? This element is called vibration, and it works with body systems, not against them. The professionals at Divine Living Oils have tested and been so impressed with this product that we are using them to help others. And who are we? We are health professionals with many years' experience. Trust us, we have seen the good, the bad, and the ugly. Our motto? Because we care about you. Do your health and spirit a great favor. Call us at 304-542-4226. That's 304-542-4226. Again, that's 304-542-4226.
Are you familiar with the term vigor? Strength in body and mind. He pursued his tennis game with vigor, for example. Well, I hadn't, but I learned about it from Kurt Crosby. All right, and he actually let me take a scientifically proven free vigor test. And I got 13 out of 32, not very good. But I worked on it with him, and believe it or not, now I have a 29 out of 32 and improving vigor score. You say, Sam, what on earth is this scientific vigor score, huh? My response is you got to take the free test, available now. Get a hold of Kurt Crosby to learn about it. The number is 801-669-2211. That's 801-669-2211. Or email Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com. That's Kurt, C-U-R-T, at libertyroundtable.com for your free vigor test today. Kurt, libertyroundtable.com, or 801-669-2211. Vigor test free, scientifically proven today.
With news the networks refuse to use. You are listening to the Liberty Roundtable Radio Talk Show.
All right, back with you live, ladies and gentlemen. Wow, this is a scary story. We're talking about this situation where an Iraq war veteran speaks out and says that he helped create ISIS. We told you the government created it. Now you got a witness. Now you got a personal guy that was on the ground, second tour in Iraq, that says, I helped create ISIS. He's speaking out about the atrocities and criminal activity of him and his fellow soldiers. Former Marine Vincent Emmanuel. I helped create ISIS, and we've got blowback in the Middle East. This is according to Reuters News Service. Claims that he knew it would lead to blowback in the Middle East. Claims that he knew that it was criminal. He knew that it was immoral. He's coming clean. The mainstream press simply not engaged. Wow. What do you think about that, folks? All right. Now, Dateline billionaire Trump, Kurt.
Well, yeah, he's, you know, the Deseret News has this piece, and they basically say that the guy's going to spend a bunch of money, Sam. So do you think that might encourage those who want to get some of that money to, well...
be a little kinder, you know, a little more gentle?
To cover him, to be all around him just in case he wants to toss
say
a
something.
Few millions their way. Yeah.
Well, no doubt about
anyway,
it.
Anyway, that's what the plan is.
Here's what's interesting.
He plans to spend at least $2 million a week on TV advertising in the first three voting states. Go ahead.
But he says that he hasn't spent a penny on TV to date.
That's right. Spent some
so
on
to
radio.
Get as, hold on. To get as far as you've got, to come as far as you've come, to get as much coverage as you, and you haven't spent any money with the mainstream press, and you believe that they're against Trump? It's not even possible to think that, folks. If you really have a brain, there's no way they'd give you that much coverage. How much money in coverage has he received in pure dollars?
It's billions.
It's stratospheric.
Billions.
I don't even know.
Yeah.
All right. Now, so he spent a little bit on radio. Of course,
yeah,
not with.
He spent 300,000.
Hold on. Not with kind, supporting, you know, radio that would help him.
It doesn't show, but I.
He should say
I
with enemy radio, Kurt.
You know, yeah, that's right. Good point. They say former Florida Governor Jeb Bush, for example, he spent, by the way, Trump spent $300,000 on radio ad time so far, and while Jeb Bush has spent $40 million. Anyway, then the story goes
again,
on.
Again, Jeb Bush doesn't put any of that $40 million into our camp or coffers either.
No, no. Anyway, Trump goes on to say... that he's going to spend a minimum of $2 million a week and perhaps substantially more than that. That's what he told reporters. If somebody attacks me, I will attack them very much and very hard in terms of ads. So, see, that's one of the things that happens, too, is if Trump is attacked by a particular media, you know, he's holding this billions of dollars that says, hey, I can either use it to attack that particular media itself, make them look bad, and or put it to their competition.
And or put it to them if they decide not
to
attack me.
Right.
In other words, it's double the dollar, if you will.
And so that encourages the good coverage for him, I think.
Well, and even if it's not perfect coverage, they don't mind saying a couple of bad things about you, as long as it creates that, you know, drama, that theater, that ratings-generating reality. Well... Mm-hmm. Reality, reality TV. Okay, they mock it, but they embrace it, Kurt, at the same time.
Yep.
All right, now, I find it fascinating, though. He says, I don't really need to spend the money, but I probably ought to.
Yeah.
In other words, you know what? I owe it. Now, he likes to run around and tell you that he doesn't owe anybody anything, right? I'm not beholden to anybody. But he really is beholden to the mainstream press to some degree now, Kurt. He's got so much free coverage now. It's time to ante up and give him money, give them money back. And if he doesn't, they will absolutely take off the gloves.
Well, you know, the thing that I wonder about, though, Sam, is I wonder if they'll think, well, he will later. He will later. You know, he'll do it when he's going against Hillary. And
nope, so see, let me stop you there. They've got areas, stages, so to speak, and you better deliver at certain stages or you're out. And they'll give you free coverage until the primaries because, you know what, he deserves it. He's a star. But they're going to start demanding, now that we're talking about real states and real campaigning and real primaries, and real, he better drop money on them or they'll turn against him in a heartbeat. They won't wait until Hillary. They'll say, in stages, you've got to give me some money. And this is proof.
At least in
I challenge Donald Trump not to spend a penny then and watch what happens.
In my opinion, he can keep going. Hey man, I got a bunch of money. I don't need it spent right now, but I'm ready. You know, anytime. And what that does is it creates those guys, you know, sales guys who are thinking, hey, we got to keep, you know, wooing this prospect. You know, treating them right, giving them coverage so that they know, hey, man, those Fox News guys, you know, they really give me good stuff, or the Reuters or whatever, you know. And the guys are all hoping that, hey, he'll drop a million here and drop a million there. And that's, in my opinion, one of the reasons he gets the coverage is that promise of he's got the money, now we're going to do what we can to kind of get it from him.
I think you're right. And the only question is how long he can milk that. But you're right that he's milking that and that he can, and that they're no doubt waiting for this.
And nobody else. I mean, you had Perot back years ago who had money like that, you know, big money. And I think that's one of the reasons they gave him some, you know, coverage, if you will, is because they said, hey, this guy's got cash. If we give him coverage, you know, the chances are he'll drop some on us. And that's, you know, one of the things that these kind of guys can do. Wealthy people can do that. Whereas, you know, somebody like Rand Paul can't go, hey, man, I got billions of dollars. I'm going to self-fund my campaign or whatever. It's just not what they can do.
Oh, wow. It's just the news. I read it and it's just shocking. All right, Kurt, I don't even know how to really start with this next story, but leave the worrying to the New York police, I guess, huh?
Yeah. Well, you know, I heard this yesterday. I heard this yesterday. He says, hey, I'll tell you where the safest place in the world to be for New Year's Eve. Now, I was basically, I think when I heard this, I was somewhere traveling in some back roads of Utah where, you know, I could see maybe a house every so often, and I thought, this guy's telling me that now if I want to go to the safest place in the world, I go to Times Square in New York City, you know, because, hey, man, that's a safe place for New Year's Eve.
Heck yeah.
I'm thinking, man, I got nuts. But anyway, yeah, that's what they... That's
no,
what
really, let me just stop you here and make this clear for everybody to understand. Leave the worrying to the New York Police Department. James O'Neill, chief of the police department, said it'll be the safest place in the world in Times Square on New Year's Eve.
Yeah. Unless, now, they go through and tell you all the things they're doing to make sure that it's all safe. You know what I mean? They got tightly controlled blocks. You know, and you've got to go in and out. You got an area where you can get fast responses to any emergency, you know, that kind of stuff. But do you remember those suitcase nukes, Sam?
Of course I do, sir. That we lost them and we don't know where they are to this day.
Yeah.
We reported on that, by the way, when that was happening, just so everybody knows.
Yeah, but of course they could not ever get one of those.
Heck no. You got James on the beat, bro.
I mean, yeah. And they say about a million people are expected to pack the blocks around Times Square. I mean, it's certainly easy for them to make.
Now, this idiot needs to resign, Kurt, right now for his ignorance. I'm telling you right now. I don't mean to be rude. I'm just telling you right now, why would you ever say something like that?
And for all those of you who want to be in a really safe place, get your ticket and head to Times Square, because I'll tell you what, that's where you want to be.
But let me tell you my thoughts on this for a second when we get back, because this is beyond imagination. I'm telling you right now, he should resign immediately over this. He should be forced to resign.
Protecting your liberties. You're listening to Liberty News Radio.
As a parent, is receiving a faith-based, character-focused education for your children difficult to find? Do you believe that godly principles should be a central component in your child's education? Imagine a school where faith and integrity are at its center, where heritage and responsibility instill character. For over 40 years, American Heritage School has been educating both hearts and minds, bringing out academic excellence. This is the school where character and embracing the providence of a living God are fundamental, where students' national test scores average near the 90th percentile. With American Heritage School's Advanced Distance Education Program, distance is no longer an issue. With an accredited LDS-oriented curriculum from kindergarten through 12th grade, your children can attend from anywhere in the world. American Heritage School will prepare your child for more than a job. It will prepare them for life. To learn more, visit American-Heritage.org. That's American-Heritage.org.
Liberty is not free. Its costs are innumerable. Without monetary funding, the valiant efforts of freedom-loving Americans become diminished or outright defeated. We present a solution, the Give Me Liberty Fund. The plan is quite simple. Invite individual Americans to contribute less than a dollar a day. These monetary funds are used to promote liberty-minded media, organizations, events, candidates, movements, and speakers. In the spirit of transparency, all expenditures are published. Patriotic business owners provide discounted products and services to Give Me Liberty Fund members. Our greatest strength is in numbers. Go to GiveMeLibertyFund.com and become part of the solution today. GiveMeLibertyFund.com. Participate in the peaceful restoration of the greatest and freest country in the world.
Hello, everyone. James Edwards here. Are you sick and tired of liberals and race hustlers and the media calling you a racist just because you oppose Obama's policies? Well, my friend, those days are over. After you read Racism Schmacism, you'll never again fear being called the R word. I invite you to discover why every conservative in America needs a copy of my explosive new book. Racism Schmacism has received much critical acclaim and will equip you with the key to unlock their socio-political nuclear bomb once and for all. Order your copy today by visiting the official website of the Political Cesspool radio program, thepoliticalcesspool.org. Proceeds of each sale go to help keeping our award-winning show on the air, and they make great gifts for your conservative friend or family member. Buy Racism Schmacism today at www.thepoliticalcesspool.org.
Promoting God, family, and country. You are listening to Liberty Roundtable Radio.
All right, back with you live, James. What's this goofball's name, Kurt? This guy's just...
Let's see. You're talking about this story here. You mean the...
Leave the worrying to the New York James Police O'Neil. Department. James
yeah.
O'Neill. This guy's a goofball.
He's the chief.
Right now, he's the chief of the police department there, and he basically says that, hey, you know what? Don't worry about it. You know what? Times Square will be the safest place in the world on New Year's Eve. And he goes into a litany of things that he's going to do to make sure you're all safe and everything else. But here's my point. Why would you ever, come out so bold, so cocky, so in your face that it might be taken as a challenge? Or like the gauntlet thrown down, Kurt. Why would you ever do that? Why wouldn't you be like, you know what, we're doing our very best. I hope and pray that everything goes well. You know what, we've got the best people, if asked about it. You know, we've got the best people on this thing. We're going to do our very best. We do believe that we've got, you know, this handled. I get that. But to come out and make mocking, belligerent, over-the-top, cocky statements like that, what good is that going to do, Kurt? Why would you ever do such a thing?
Well, And look at the numbers, Sam. They say later in the story they're going to have about 6,000 policemen out, okay? Now, they do say they expect a little over a million people. If you do the math, that's about 167 people per policeman. And, of course, you can track that. I mean, you know, although they do tell us in school if you get more than 20 kids per teacher, it's just out of control, I mean. But it's interesting to me, they say that... about 20,000 smartphones were handed out to officers this year that will allow police to quickly transmit information on potential threats. So what? Each one of those guys got three smartphones? That ought to keep them focused. I mean, what, are they going to sit there and play video games? Why do they have to have three smartphones? I mean, what is up with that? But anyway... Chief James Waters, he's, by the way, head of the counterterrorism unit there in New York City, and he says New Year's Eve in New York City will be the safest place in the world to be. And I would simply tell you that I can find a lot safer places in the world for you to be, and they're not in New York City's Times Square.
Wow. Anyway, all I can tell you is I just don't even understand that kind of stuff. It doesn't make any sense to me. It's not wise. It's not prudent. It's just crazy.
Yeah, they're going to have Carrie Underwood, Luke Bryan, Wiz Khalifa, I don't know who that is, Charlie Puth, and Demi Lovato. These are the musical guests they're scheduled to perform this year. When the clock strikes midnight, they're going to have a ton of confetti. Now, they do mean a ton. They say scraps of paper with well wishes for the coming year. After the show, by the way, sanitation crews are going to get to work cleaning up from the celebration, working through the night to dispose of an estimated 50 tons of garbage, including confetti, party hats, and other leftovers. But heck, if they just have one of those, you know, nukes, suitcase nukes that people don't know where they went.
Yeah.
And, you know, take care of that at Times Square, they won't have any of that confetti to
get. Yeah, I think they'll have to let the cleanup crews go, won't they? Now, I don't even really understand why you would make a statement like that, though, Kurt. I personally believe this guy has put everybody that attends this in serious jeopardy.
Well, I mean, if you're a bad guy, let's just pretend you're a bad guy, Sam, and you're kind of a nut, and you want to, you know, I mean, you want to strike at the heart of the American, you know, evil Satan, whatever, right? And we just did the news story about the guy saying that we created, you know, ISIS
and the blowback.
All this evil stuff there. Well, you'd have to be. I mean, these are guys that will blow themselves up in a crowd of, you know, 20, 30, 40 people. It's got to be very tempting for them to say, well, here's a million plus people. The whole world's watching it.
It's the safest place in the world, they think. I'm up for the challenge.
I mean,
okay, hot shot.
I found one of those, you know, suitcase nukes. I mean, I'm just as dead if I blow myself up with some explosives or with a nuclear bomb. You know, I just don't see. I mean, this is got to be very, very tempting for those kind of.
You got that right. All right, I'm going to switch gears, though. I think the guy to be fired on the spot for that. But personally, yeah. Forced to resign, whatever.
You're just asking for trouble.
All right, Kurt, do you know what your baculum is?
What'd you say?
Do you know what your baculum is?
Is that something you use to clean your house with?
No, it's not
I've heard
vacuum.
Of a vacuum.
It's your baculum bone.
A baculum.
B-A-C-U.
I guess it's in your back, huh?
B-A-C-U-L-U-M.
Baculum. No, I don't.
They consider it the penis bone, Kurt.
Oh, okay.
Now, there's a reason that I'm bringing this up.
This is what we don't talk about this, man.
Well, we got to.
Baculum?
Yeah.
B-A-C-U?
I'll have to look it up again here.
L-U-M. Baculum bone.
Wow, his baculum. B-A-C-U. Mm-hmm. L-U-M.
L-U-M. Okay.
What does it say?
Yeah, it says what you said.
Mm-hmm. All right. It's your penis bone. Now, I don't mean to be weird about this. There's just no other way to explain this, okay?
Yep.
There's a guy by the name of Zaidi Zebit, Kurt. This is not a
Who?
Joke. Zaidi Zebit.
Yeah.
Or Zaidi Zebit.
Is it with an X or a Z?
Z. Zaidi Zebit. Okay. He's a professor of biblical literature, Kurt. And he's at the American Jewish University in California.
And he's a Jew.
He's involved in Semitic languages and all this kind of stuff. Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I don't know if he's a Jew, Kurt. But
well, he's
at the Jewish
University.
I know, but he might be like a black dude let in under the.
Yeah.
You know, I don't know.
Well, maybe he.
Black dude named Zaidi.
He identifies as a Jew.
Maybe, I don't even know. But here's the deal. He presented his argument, Kurt.
Yeah.
In an argument that he presented in what's called Biblical Archaeology Review.
Okay.
Now, he believes that there was an erroneous translation that went on when it comes to the Hebrew word. For rib.
Uh-huh.
And so the bottom line is, let me just get to the story to kind of make this clear. Bible professor believes this one mistranslated word means that Eve was not created out of man's rib, but from a very different body part.
Yeah.
There you go. Now, you want to get enlightened. You just leave the worrying to the New York police, because it's the safest place in the world at Times Square on Christmas Eve. And, just so you know, Eve wasn't created out of a rib, Kurt. You got it?
Wow.
Now,
you
I don't
find that kind of news, but yeah, you know, hardly anywhere.
I got it from the Blaze.
Yeah.
Bible professor believes.
Yeah, now, the dailymail.co.uk is covering it. That's probably where they got it.
Maybe. Now, I bring this all up, Kurt, because this. I don't know the truth. This word, supposedly, the translation for rib from the Hebrew or whatever, has been debated by scholars for decades, Kurt. And I don't know what the real translation is. Frankly, nor do I care. I know that God created male and female in his image. And I know that male and female is an essential characteristic at birth. I'm sorry, eternally. And codified on earth at birth. And I know that, you know, it doesn't matter. You know, what if that's true? Does it really change anything, Kurt? What if it's my pinky toe that woman was created out of? He goes on and he talks about, hey, I count how many men and how many ribs men and women have. They have the same number of ribs, Kurt. And he goes on and tries to codify his argument in a variety of ways. But I don't know, you know, even how to handle that. All I'm telling you is, why do we even need to be caught up in this goofy stuff? I report it because it's worth understanding. That's what's going around these days. Now, if New York's the safest place, I wonder where the good police chief was on this story. New York Knicks player shot in the leg outside a strip club.
Oh, yeah. I mean, safe zone.
Where was the good cop, man? I mean, he could have saved this dude.
Yeah.
Now, I guess Indonesian couple was accused of affection, Kurt. They were accused of affectionate contact. And, they were brutally beaten in front of a cheering crowd.
Well, yeah, if they were.
There was a public caning there to go ahead and, you know.
Wow.
And I guess the sheriff got caught drinking and driving in a Facebook video, and it led to an arrest, too. Hmm. All this is compliment of the Blaze. Are you feeling like you're getting the news now, Kurt? Or do you feel like it's just like, oh, my goodness, what have we done to Liberty Roundtable Live, huh? All right, quick pause. More news in mere seconds. Liberty Roundtable on your favorite talk station.
Attention, Liberty News Radio listeners. Hard-hitting talk radio has never been and never will be supported by the mainstream in America. Hard-hitting talk radio is taking on the mainstream press like never before. News the networks refuse to use is one of the best ways to educate people. We invite all liberty-loving Americans to join with us to restore the principles of our founding fathers and promote God, family, and country in the media and our lives. Please help spread the liberty message with your generous donation. You can go online at libertynewsradio.com right now and make a donation online. Or call 801-756-9133 and make a donation over the phone. That's libertynewsradio.com and 801-756-9133. Make a donation today.
As the United States boldly stepped forward in the glorious light provided by its new Constitution in 1787, the nations of the earth were in awe of the newfound strength and hope of this free land. Today, the nation stands at a crossroads. A divergence from the original intent put forth in the United States Constitution has brought grave threats to our beloved nation. A miracle is needed if the United States is to survive. That miracle is again the pure application of the United States Constitution. I'm Scott Bradley. In my To Preserve the Nation book and lecture series, I bring forth truths that will help raise up a new generation of statesmen like those noble Americans who founded this land. Vigorous application of these principles will invigorate and restore the nation. and we may become again the freest, most prosperous, most respected, and happiest nation on earth. Visit topreservethenation.com to begin that restoration.
From the days of the Romans, there have been legends of a fountain of youth, and now science has found a real answer to slowing the aging process. I'm Joyce Riley from the Power Hour, and it's so exciting to know that Time Challenger has capitalized on decades worth of international scientific studies to bring you the most powerful mitochondrial DNA supplement on the market today. Mitochondrial DNA is the power plant of human cells, but as we age, we lose more and more of this precious material. Time Challenger promotes healing and gives cells the power to do their work. Mental cognition may be enhanced, skin refreshed, blood pressure normalized, and signs of aging might be reduced. Time Challenger can also provide enhanced recovery for athletes. Time Challenger, the first step to slow the effects of aging on your body. To learn more, call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829, or visit thepowermall.com. Time Challenger just might be your fountain of youth.
Begging politicians, bureaucrats, and educrats, and all do-gooders to please obey the supreme law of the land, the Constitution. This is Liberty Roundtable.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, I was just kidding. Just kidding. The sheriff is reporting this scenario. The sheriff wasn't involved in the scenario. Sheriff, colon, drinking and driving. Facebook video leads to arrest. It turns out that a bunch of people called in, and today we see this Facebook video of this guy drinking and driving, and you got to bust him, and the sheriff got it done. Now, just so you know, if you drink and drive, don't Facebook video, okay? I would submit if you don't drink and drive, Kurt, you'd be better off in the first place. But see, they don't even make that point in the story. What's wrong with these people?
I think this is about that one kid that said that when he killed four people because when he was drunk a few years back, he claimed that he had what they called affluenza. Now that's like there's influenza when you have the flu.
And alcohol influenza is when you just
in this case he
didn't know when to say when. Right?
I'm so rich, my parents didn't teach me what was wrong, you know, and what was right, and so I was drunk and I killed these people, and so they gave him like 10 months of you're not on parole, you're on, what is it, when you're out, probation. They gave him like 10 months of probation, but anyway, he was, part of it was he was not supposed to be drinking, and so then they saw him drinking on, like, Facebook or whatever, and before they could get him, he and his mom cruised off to Mexico, and so now they've tracked him down, and it looks like he might spend some time in the slammer.
He might. He heck is heck better.
Yeah, I know. But, you know, remember, he's wealthy, Sam, and the wealthy have special privileges.
Good point.
Because they can pretty much buy the kind of justice, you know, that they want.
All right, next headline says this, Kurt. Be careful what you wish for, little boy.
Oh.
Now, I guess what happened is this kid, 5 years old, ran around, told all of his buddies at school, and then he thought he was going to get a rattlesnake for Christmas.
Oh.
So dad accommodated Kurt and busted out an interesting prank. So dad brings out the last gift, sets it down, a box. The box is jiggling. And there's hissing sounds coming from the box. And says, "You want a rattlesnake, son? Here you go." The son freaks. They got it on video. The son gets as far away from the box as he can. "Dad, I'm not going to open that. Take that outside." And kind of freaks. And the parents thought it was a fantastic prank. And inside the box was nothing but a Bluetooth speaker making the hissing sounds.
And wiggling or something, too.
And I don't know how they got the wiggling done. But anyway, be careful what you wish for, little boy. Surprise with rattlesnake on Christmas morning. And I bring that up just to say, now, I don't know what's going to happen with this, but you watch. Then somebody will say they abused their kid or they're this or something. You just watch the next step in this story. It's just, wow. Kid thought he was really going to get a rattlesnake, Kurt. But, you know, kids always talk big like that. They want a lion. They want a bear. They want a wolf. They want a rattlesnake. Come on. That's just common little kid stuff. I'm not sure what's worse, the Indian couple getting beaten for showing affection in public, or the New York Knicks player getting shot in the leg while the New York cops are telling you, hey, man, don't worry, come to us. New Year's, it'll be the safest ever. Or this story, Kurt. This story is the most brutal of them all. I mean, even more so than the abuse and sexual corruption in Iraq and everything else. This story tops them all.
Okay.
Planned Parenthood performed 323,999 abortions in 2014, and they accepted over 553.7 million in taxpayer funds.
Well, your taxpayer dollars at work, ladies and gentlemen.
And then if you try to restrict it, you get sued.
Well, yeah, because, I mean,
Congress fully funded it, Kurt, the Republicans. Now, don't worry, they're going to have a vote to try to defund it, Kurt.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Let me just understand something. If you fund it, then you have a vote to defund it later. What are your chances, Kurt?
It seems kind of Washington-esque, doesn't it?
Yeah, your chances are zero, folks. And why would you fund something that you have to later go back and defund? Some would say it was a huge bill. We didn't read it. We didn't know. Some other politicians would say, well, don't worry, just pass it so you can read it and find out. Others would say we had to. There were so many good things in the bill, we didn't have a choice. Others would say, well, we were threatened to have the government shut down. The excuses are getting longer than your arm, Kurt, in terms of the number of them, and they're all lame, every one of them.
Yep.
The fact is Congress funded the murdering of millions of little ones. And if you want to make the race card part of it, most of them were blacks and or minorities, Kurt. Way more than the whites, if you will. White privilege might mean no King Herod for you. All I'm telling you is what an evil practice that we fund right here in America. So we're around the world in Iraq, sexually molesting people, abusing people, intentionally just wreaking havoc and creating the world's largest terrorist organization in the world, funding them, arming them, training them, and agitating them into existence.
Yep.
While in America, we're running around saying New York City is the safest place to watch the ball drop in the world. At the same time, Planned Parenthood murdered 323,900 plus abortions in 2014 alone. My question for all of you. What do you think the angels in heaven are doing when they see all this and hear all this? I'm telling you right now, they're getting ready to take care of business, folks. We as a nation are reaping the whirlwind, in my humble opinion. I mean, I look at the stories we've covered today. George Pataki has to bow out. Trump's on top. Lamestream press tries to pretend that Hillary's or Bill's cheating on his wife was just alleged. Donald goes ballistic and turns on the media. DuPont has to let a bunch of people go. They don't have jobs for their families now. Merry Christmas. Texas will become the 45th state that you can finally have your right to keep and bear arms. You got a big old 2,000-strong brawl leads to shutdown. Former Marine Vincent Emmanuel said, I helped build ISIS. The blowback's real. I was involved in criminal activity. Billionaire Trump to spend millions now on TV, the mainstream press that he railed against this whole time. Bible professor believes, hey, Eve didn't come from a rib. Eve, or female, came from the male genitalia. New York Knicks player shot outside of the club. Strip club. You're affectionate as a couple? Hey, they'll cane you in public. Mm-hmm. Sheriff busts people for drinking and driving and murdering people because you're rich, you get off. Parents surprise kid with a rattlesnake. Planned Parenthood murdering more than 323,900 babies. Happy New Year. I mean, Kurt, we have somehow ran off the rails. Why do I spend so much time telling you that? I don't mean to be negative. I tell you that because we've got to take stock of where we are. And then I'm hoping people can make New Year's resolutions or renew our focus to change that. And it starts, Kurt, with morality in the people. It starts with people turning to God, all of us, and repenting. It starts with us standing up for what's right. It starts with good, honest Americans saying, this is wrong. It starts with us saying, you know what, enough is enough. It starts with getting involved in the solutions, Kurt. Funding Liberty Roundtable, libertyroundtable.com. Helping us tell the tale of liberty. Helping us defund Planned Parenthood. Helping us focus on the protection of life, liberty, and property. The promotion of God, family, and country. We need your help to grow what we do, folks. LibertyRoundtable.com, we appreciate all that you can do. We don't mean to beg for your money, but we do need your funding to make a difference. You know, somebody would say, well, Sam, why don't you go sell radio? Because the mainstream press advertisers won't tolerate the kind of news we bring to the table. So there you have it. Kurt, do you want to add anything to this?
Well, you know, once again, ladies and gentlemen, you can look at people and tell how they do things by their fruits. Like in Congress, you can tell them how their votes. Look at what we've done with the little that we've been given for the 20-plus years. We promise to carefully use the funds you entrust us with. We're trying to do all we can and taking back the media, including participating in radio station purchases, etc. And we would appreciate your participation hope to be worthy of it. I'll say.
Absolutely. Ladies and gentlemen, we believe in what we do. We absolutely believe that we are making a difference. I know sometimes it doesn't feel like it. I know sometimes it feels like we're barely treading water. Why don't we just give up? I also know that's what the enemy of righteousness wants us to do. And I know the answer is for us all to work together. Steady as she goes, if you will. You want to turn your phone into a radio? Anytime, anywhere, any phone? Smile and dial 712-432-5339. That's 712-432-5339. LibertyRoundtable.com for live and on-demand radio, unique columnist content, and more. Click on Help Us Grow to donate and get involved in the solutions today, would you please? This nation shall endure.